All right, turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 38. Isaiah chapter 38. Have you ever been faced with some really, really bad news? I mean, news that overwhelmed you, news that rocked your world, news that seemingly ruined all of your hopes and dreams. Maybe you didn't face that kind of news, but you've seen others that have faced that, and you wondered how in the world they were going to be able to get through their lives after facing such terrible, awful news. How would you deal with terrible news? How would you deal with something that turned your world upside down? Well, today we come to a passage in the Bible where we see King Hezekiah faced with some very bad news. Every event recorded in the Bible is here for our instruction. It's here for our good. And from this passage of Scripture, we can glean some good in our lives. We can glean some understanding. Some things that will help us that when we are faced with bad news, God will help us. So today, as we look at this passage, I want us to see God's promise for us. God's promise plan in the face of bad news. Because sooner or later, we will all face some seriously bad news. And when that bad news comes, we want to have a relationship and a knowledge of the Lord Jesus that will help us with that bad news. So first of all, I want us to look at verses 1 through 3 and gain the first principle I see from this passage. It says, "In those days Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.' Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, 'Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what is good in your sight.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly." The first thing I want us to understand is this. Bad news can be very overwhelming. Bad news can be very overwhelming. According to verse 3, Hezekiah wept bitterly. He was overwhelmed with grief. Now, I want you to understand, some may say Hezekiah should have had a positive attitude in this situation. That he, if he had enough faith in the Lord, that his positive attitude would have helped him through this trial that he was facing. Well, for those who want to say that positive thinking is the way to get through your problems and call that faith, I want you to think about King Hezekiah a little bit more this morning. You see, in 2 Kings chapter 18, we're told about Hezekiah. We're told about his life. And you can turn to 2 Kings if you'd like. In chapter 18, verses 5 and 6, we're given a description of this king, this man, and his faith in the Lord. The Bible says, "Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. He held fast the Lord and did not cease to follow him. He kept the commands of the Lord. He kept the commands the Lord had given Moses." So, certainly this doesn't describe a man who lacked faith. Certainly this doesn't describe a man who didn't have a strong trust in the Lord. Hezekiah was a man who loved the Lord, who had a strong faith in the Lord, who trusted the Lord and served the Lord, yet he was overwhelmed with grief. He was overwhelmed by the news that he had received. Hezekiah was a man of great faith in the Lord, yet we see him overwhelmed with grief. Why is that? Why is that? Well, it's simple. Bad news hurts. Bad news hurts. There's no way around it. It hurts. When we receive this kind of news, this kind of world-rocking news, it hurts, and it is overwhelming at times. Well, when that happens, it usually comes like a machine gun. We don't get just one piece of bad news, do we? It's like a machine gun. Bomb, 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 bomb. We get hit with two or three things right in a row, bad news. As if one isn't good enough, we get hit with two or three more. Now, I want you to understand this is exactly what had happened with Hezekiah. Hezekiah previously had just been told that Assyria was planning to invade the country. And so that's a lot of bad news to deal with as a king of a country. And on top of that, now he finds out that he is going to die. It always comes in waves, doesn't it? That old saying, when it rains, it pours, is true. It's true. And we need to understand that God will help us even when we get multiple hits in our lives. Even when the bad news comes like a wave that rushes over us and overwhelms our lives. But when it does, I want us to understand that God will be with us. You know, it is okay to grieve, though. One thing that I want us to remember is this. When bad news comes, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to express our feelings of grief, because bad things happen to good people. A Scottish missionary, John Patton, and his wife sailed for New Hebrides 3 months after arriving on the island of Tanna. His wife died. Can you imagine that? 1 week later, his infant son died. Patton was plunged into sorrow, feeling terribly alone and surrounded by savage people who showed no sympathy. He wrote, "Let those who have ever passed through any similar darkness as of midnight feel for me. As for all other, it would be more than vain to try to paint my sorrows. But for Jesus and his fellowship, I would have gone mad and died." This missionary, who loved the Lord enough to go to a far land to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, suffered hardship that none of us would want to face. However, he was able to express grief and sorrow and at the same time recognize his God, his Savior, Jesus Christ, knowing that it was only for his relationship with Jesus that he was able to get through that grief. And that's what these two men, Hezekiah and Patton, have in common. They had a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Notice how Hezekiah prayed. I want you to see Hezekiah's prayer here. Hezekiah prayed in a special way. He turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. This gave Hezekiah a chance to express his real feelings to God. You know what? You can be honest with God. You can be totally honest with him. Because he knows your heart. He knows exactly what you're feeling. He knows the grief that you face. He knows when you're happy. He knows when you're angry. He knows all that. So just go to him in honesty, like King Hezekiah, and say, "Lord, this is how I am feeling." Hezekiah couldn't understand why God was doing this. And you know what? It's okay to go to God and say, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't have a clue why this is happening. Please help me to understand. And I think it's important that we express our true feelings. God was doing this, and he didn't understand why. But he was able to recognize that God had brought this to pass. Now, that's something that will comfort your heart when you realize that God in his providence has allowed this to happen. When you realize that God in his providence allows these things to happen, it can help you understand that he's going to get you through those things. He's going to work those things out for your good and his glory. And so we need to understand all that as we go to the Lord in prayer. And we see this prayer of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah was able to appeal to God. Now that's something that I'm thankful for in my relationship with the Lord. That I can actually appeal to God, a God who can change the circumstances that I am facing. Or give me the grace to get through the circumstances that I am facing. You see, that's what God offers us when he says, come to me, all you who are heavy hearted, and I will give you rest. He wants you to come to him and pray to him and cry out to him and ask him for help. Sometimes God brings these situations in our lives just for that reason, so that you will cry out to him and ask him for help. At some point in our lives, we will be faced with some bad news that will overwhelm us. It is important that we have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ to get us through those bad times. You say, how do I have a close personal relationship with God? How do I have this relationship with Jesus that will get me through the very difficult times that I might face in my life? Well, I'll tell you how. First of all, it starts with understanding what Jesus Christ did for you. Jesus Christ recognized that you needed him to pay for your sins. You see, you are a sinner just like all of us. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all disobeyed God's commands. But Jesus said, I will go and pay for their sins so that they can have eternal life in heaven. That's what Jesus did for us. He came to this earth. He lived a perfect, sinless life. And he sacrificed that perfect life on the cross so that you could have your sins forgiven. But it didn't end there. He was buried, and on the third day, Jesus Christ rose from the dead and went back to his throne in heaven. And he showed us, he came back for 40 days and showed us that he had really risen from the dead. And he did all that so that you could have your sins forgiven. If you would put your trust in him and have your sins forgiven by him, you can establish that personal relationship that he wants to have with you. You see, he loves you so much that he was willing to die on the cross so that he could have that relationship with you. That relationship that will give you the grace and strength you need to get through whatever hard times you face, whatever bad news you may face. Jesus Christ is the reason you can have hope in the face of any bad news that you face. Because ultimately, he will work it all out for his glory and your good. But you've got to trust in him. You've got to put your faith in his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. And when you do that, he comes into your life. He sends his comforter, the Holy Spirit, into your heart. And he starts guiding your life and enlightening you and helping you understand this wonderful relationship that he wants to have with you. And then he starts revealing his promises to you. And as you understand those promises and you're able to hold on to those promises in difficult times, it gets you through. And that's exactly what happened in the life of Hezekiah. He realized that God had a promise plan for him. He realized that that promise plan would get him through even in the face of the worst news you could have. And so that's what God wants to do for you. He wants to make sure that you have hope even in the face of the worst news. So, although this news, bad news, can be overwhelming, Jesus has made a way to help you overcome that bad news. And then secondly, bad news gives God an opportunity to teach us. Bad news gives God an opportunity to teach us. Now in verses 4 through 8, we see Hezekiah was overwhelmed by grief, but he had some reasons for that. Let's look at verses 4 through 8 for a minute. It says, "And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, 'Go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will go and defend this city. And this is a sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing which he has spoken. Behold, I will bring the shadow on the sundial which has gone down with the sun, on the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees on the dial by which it had gone down.'" I think it's important that we ask why Hezekiah was so overwhelmed with grief. I don't think it was just the prospect of dying that was overwhelming to Hezekiah. First of all, he was only 39 at the time. Now, that's kind of rough to think about having to die at 39. It's very young. Secondly, he had no heir. Now, that was important. No children at all. So, as a king, you want to be able to pass down your kingdom to your children. And he had no children at all. Thirdly, the nation would be left without a leader at a very difficult time. So all these things are going through the mind of Hezekiah. Now, I think at this point, it's also important for us to understand that had Hezekiah died at this time with no heir, the Davidic line, the line of David, King David, the promised line of the lineage that Jesus would come through, would have been broken. Think about that for a minute. So why did God bring Hezekiah to face death? Why did God bring Hezekiah to face death? Well, all these things that may have overwhelmed Hezekiah revolved around himself. All these things that we see that may have overwhelmed Hezekiah surrounded himself. I'm too young to die. I have no heir. I can't be replaced. God knew Hezekiah had a pride problem. And this problem was exposed in the very next chapter of Isaiah, where Hezekiah bragged about his wealth to the Babylonians. So God was preparing Hezekiah here. Understand that. God was preparing Hezekiah and trying to teach Hezekiah in the face of this bad news. So he brought this bad news into the life of Hezekiah for his own good, so that he would understand that he needed to change some things in his life, that he needed to have a better perspective than he had. So God makes sure Hezekiah knows that he is his sustainer and protector. And he sent this miracle of setting the sun back 10 degrees in order to show Hezekiah that he was the sustainer, that he would protect Hezekiah. God wanted Hezekiah to trust in him. And that's what God wants you to do, to trust in him. You know, sometimes we don't understand what God is doing. But if we trust him in those times when we don't understand, our faith in him grows stronger. C.S. Lewis wrote, "You never know how much you really believe anything until its truth or falsehood becomes a matter of life and death. It is easy to say you believe a rope to be strong as long as you are merely using it to cord a box. But suppose you had to hang by that rope over a precipice. Wouldn't you then first discover how much you really trusted it?" That's exactly true. You know what? Sometimes God dangles us over the cliff, doesn't he? Sometimes he dangles us over the cliff and makes us look at the face of death. When I was looking at that canyon, as I was approaching it, it was so enormous and so far down. And I mean, it went flat down. My legs got weak. I literally started going like this because I couldn't approach it, the precipice. It was so terrifying. And that is how it is with us sometimes, isn't it? When God dangles us over the cliff, it's terrifying. But if we're holding on to him, trusting in him, we can get through it. And I think sometimes he dangles us over the cliff so we'll know how much we really trust him. And will we really trust him in those times? And so let's understand that. God wanted to also illustrate to Hezekiah that life isn't worth living without him in the center of it. And that's something we need to understand. You know what? Life isn't worth living without Jesus in the center of it. He is the one that we should focus on when bad news comes. So many times I see Christians drift away from the means of grace that God gives us through his son Jesus Christ when they're faced with bad news. Instead of clinging to those means of grace, they drift away from them. And it makes it so the bad news just defeats them completely. Bad news for the Christian can be a time of teaching for us and a time of preparation for the future, just like George said in his call to worship this morning. So, with that said, bad news also gives us an opportunity to worship God. Bad news also gives us an opportunity to worship God. As God guides Hezekiah through this bad news, it gives Hezekiah an opportunity to worship God. Notice how Hezekiah worshiped God. Look at verse 15. It says, "What shall I say? He has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all of my years in the bitterness of my soul." Now that word for bitterness of my soul, that phrase bitterness of my soul, is not an expression of bitterness like, "Ooh, I hate that guy," kind of thing. No, it is an expression of humility. He says, "I'm going to walk in humility because I recognize my frailty. I recognize that I am frail and I need God." You see, in all this circumstance, it made him look to an awesome God and reach out to him because he realized he was frail. And he came to God in humility. And that's worship. When we come to God with a humble heart, that is worship to God. And that's how he wants us to come. He doesn't want us to come with a proud and haughty heart. He wants us to come with a humble heart. And when we worship God with a humble heart, it is pleasing to him. Look at verse 17. It says, "Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness, but you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption, for you have cast all my sins behind your back." Notice the first phrase there. Indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness. You see, Hezekiah himself now has come to realize what that second principle we just talked about is. That when we are faced with bad news, it is a time where God teaches us and where he was able to hold on to the promises of God and know that God was going to get him through. And it gave him peace. And that's what God wants to give you in your life. God wants to give you peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace because he is the giver of peace. He says, "In me you may have peace." So when you put your trust in Jesus, when you put your trust in him for the forgiveness of your sins, like Hezekiah recognizes here, and you recognize that he has promises for you, and you put your trust in those promises of eternal life and of other things that he gives you, then you realize that you can have peace. And you will have peace, even in the face of bad news. And that's what we see here with Hezekiah. We see that Hezekiah acknowledges God's work in his life. This verse 17, it's called by some commentators the John 3:16 of the Old Testament. Matthew Henry says of this verse, "When we cast our sins behind our backs, God sets them before his face and is ready to judge them. When, however, we set our sins before our face, confessing them to God, he casts them behind his back where they will not be seen." That's what Hezekiah did. He recognized in humility that God would get him through, that he was the one that would forgive him of his sins, and that God would cast those behind his back. That's what Jesus offers you. He offers you forgiveness of your sins, a forgiveness that lasts for all eternity. He will forgive all of your sins, and you will have peace with God. And because of that, you will have peace in every trial that you face, in every suffering. Now you'll have grief, but you can have peace. And that's what we need to understand. And then finally, in verses 18 through 20, he commits himself to adoring God. He commits himself to adoring God. And that's something that we should do when we worship God. We should recognize how awesome he is and how wonderful his ways are, how excellent his character is. And when we do like Hezekiah has done, it will help us in the face of bad news. You know, let's look for opportunities to worship God when faced with bad news. This can be a great witness. I know that King Hezekiah was a great witness to his nation. And we can be a great witness as well. When we're faced with bad news, we can be a great testimony. One guy was faced with bad news. His name was Andrew Meekins. Andrew Meekins was an elder in the International Evangelical Church and was one of the ones who died on November 23rd, 1996, when a hijacked airliner crashed near the Comoros Islands in the Indian Ocean. According to the survivors, after the pilot announced he would attempt an emergency landing, Mr. Meekins stood up and in a very calm voice presented the gospel of Jesus Christ and invited people to respond. A surviving flight attendant said, "I counted 20 people accepted Christ before that plane went down." Mr. Meekins used his last few minutes of life to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, even when he was faced with bad news. Plane's going to crash. Pretty bad news. What does he do? He gets up and is a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And people are in heaven because he gave the gospel. I think it's important that when we're faced with bad news, we recognize that God can use that as a witness to this world. So, with all that said, let's remember when bad news comes that it is okay to feel grief and rely on our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's remember that bad news comes and in a way that God will use it to teach us. And let's remember when bad news comes to use it as an opportunity to give praise to the Lord before men.